It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this week. Once again, the one and only Dee Snider. How are you?
I am doing better than I deserve, considering my sins of the past. But, it's a very interesting time for rock and roll, for sure.
Sure is. Sure is. Well, happy everybody is doing well on your side. And we're here to talk about the live version of your solo album and concert film For the Love of Metal Live, which is out now. And Dee, defiance and determination seemed to be the primary motivation at the start of your career. How did those factors motivate you now at this point in your life?
The same way they always have, much to my frustration. I'm a happy guy. I'm a blessed guy. I'm a lucky guy. I have a great life. No complaints here, but I do complain and am complaining that it always seems to be a fight to do anything for me. It's always, I've seemed to constantly be having to prove myself, hence the new track, Prove Me Wrong, which is, I'm tired of proving myself to you. You prove that I can't, as opposed to I prove that I can. But, and part of this, Jackie, is that I'm always trying to do new things, new challenges. I'm not happy with just, accepting my lot and saying, yeah, this is what I've done and I've been accepted for, so okay. I'm always pushing. So I recently had a run-in with the literary world as I decided to write my first fictional novel. And after a few chapters, and I've been writing screenplays and I wrote my memoirs, I can write. And I sent the literary agent a few chapters, said, hey, just give me some feedback. And he wrote, stick to rocking.
Oh my goodness.
And I'm telling you, I know that I'm a solid writer. I can write. And I'm going, really? Really? Not even like, hey, you know, it's okay. Just stick to writing. And again, here I am. I got to prove myself. So I just dug in and I've written a hell of a book. It's out at publishers. Now I know it will be published. And the first copy will go to that agent with a big F you, thanks for the inspiration.
It's funny, some of the best inspiration comes from like negative feedback.
100%. I mean, the saying is we learn more from failures than we do from success, and much as we hate and we loathe criticism, that's honestly where you're going to see the flaws in your work and your efforts. So, you're praying for a great reception, like I'm getting on the new live album, but, but when you get that criticisms, you got to look at them and see if they're honest, how you can improve what you're doing.
Dee Snider on the show with us tonight. His live release, For the Love of Metal Live, is out now. And there's a new tune from it. I'm going to play for you now, Prove Me Wrong. Dee Snider on Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie. Dee Snider with us on the show tonight. For the Love of Metal Live is out now. And Dee, the success of Twisted Sister and then your own ventures aside from the band have made Dee Snider a marketable brand. How does that commercial recognition enable you creatively?
It's funny, though, the marketable brand. I once found an article in a business magazine talking about self-branding, and they used me as an example of an artist who made his name a brand. And I was reading their clinical business analysis of my career and laughing because I didn't plan any of this. I just desperately just started doing anything and everything after the demise of 80s rock. It was like, okay, what am I going to do now? And I just kept saying yes to everything. So, I mean, the fact that, in the last 30 years, I have changed the name that's applied to me from Twisted Sister to Dee Snider. I remember when I used to walk down the streets, it'd be Twisted Sister, Twisted Sister, Twisted Sister. Now it's Dee Snider, Dee Snider, Dee Snider. So I have made my brand. And again, but I started by saying, people are like welcoming me into the meeting and go, oh, Dee Snider, love you. I go, yeah, I've got this new idea. Yeah. It's like, wait, but I did this. I've succeeded in all these things. Yeah, but you haven't done this before. So, and then I got to prove myself again. So it gets you in the door, but each time I try something new, I've got to prove it.
Dee Snider with us, his solo album and concert film, the live version of it, For the Love of Metal Live, out now. Quick break. Up next, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed. Also, we'll get to music from Megadeth. Dee's going to be picking music. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. Dee Snider on the show with us tonight. Again, For the Love of Metal Live is out now. And musically, this new live release is a side-by-side comparison of how past and present fit together. What affords metal that timelessness, unlike other music genres?
Well, you know, I mean, actually, you know, like you saying that out loud kind of was like, yeah, you know, I mean, because the question is, well, the question was, is it timeless? And can you put them side by side and have them coexist? And we see it at festivals, but it's always on a separate stage, the classic stage, the death stage, you know, the Ronnie James Dio stage. You know, they've got different stages, and at one festival you'll see a wide range of bands. But For the Love of Metal Live, I'm literally putting the 80s and the 2000s on stage together, and through a great band. I've got an amazing band playing with me now, and our ability to actually, we updated things a little bit with the Twisted stuff. It really helps it to stand side by side. One thing I will say is, in Europe, and where most of these shows, actually I should say outside the U.S., and where most of these shows were filmed, people are much more accepting of the classic rock with contemporary rock side by side. In the States, they're kind of more segregated. It's very much, this is a classic rock event, this is a contemporary rock event, and never the twain shall meet.
Dee Snider with us. The live version of a solo album and concert film For the Love of Metal Live is out now. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Metallica, a new Hatebreed tune, and more with Dee. It's Full Metal Jackie. Dee Snider on the show with us this week again for The Love of Metal Live. The live version of a solo album and concert film is out now. Dee, you're going to make another album keeping the same team in place, including Jamie Josta of Hatebreed as producer. How do you think familiarity will further enhance the end result?
Well, working with the same team again, the same amazing team, the Belmore brothers, you know, Charlie and Nikki. And Nikki's played drums, but also is the engineer and mixer, amazing, talented guy. And Jamie Josta's producer and curator. He is the gatekeeper, the master, as all ideas are brought in. They're filtered through Jamie, his ears, and they have to get a thumbs up from him before it makes it to the record. But now we no longer have to do that, is this going to work thing? And for me, it's, do I trust these guys? I mean, I trusted them in the sense that they were friends, but I still, you know, when Jamie challenged me to do the metal record, I had my doubt, you know, I don't know if it's doubts, but how is this going to work? So there was an initial thing where we were all feeling each other out. Now, after 2 years of working together, touring with the Belmore brothers, locking in a band with Nick Taz Petrino on guitar and Russ Pizzuto on bass guitar, we come in and we don't have to waste any time with that. There is trust. We do know our direction. We do know what works for Dee Snider and for this project, and we can just go full steam ahead.
Dee Snider with us again for The Love of Metal Live is out now. Quick break. Up next, a new tune from Another Day Dawns. Plus, we'll hear from Nathan Explosion of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. It's Full Metal Jackie. Dee Snider with us on the show tonight. And Dee, you're recording God Bless Us Everyone with Tarja of Nightwish. What's the most surreal thing about recording a song you wrote that was actually popularized by someone else?
Like Celine Dion? This is the most bizarre story in my career. Of all the stories, the story of the magic of Christmas, it's actually officially called The Magic of Christmas, parentheses, God Bless Us Everyone. Although, when I wrote it, it was called God Bless Us Everyone, but Celine wanted to call it The Magic of Christmas. Fine. I said, call it whatever you want. Just put it on your freaking album. it's the only song I never wrote for commercial release. It was a gift from my wife who asked me to write her a Christmas song. And I wrote it, couldn't even sing it, and I had hired some studio musicians, and Merry Christmas, Honey. And that was it, you know, family song. 5 years later, phone call, Celine Dion wants to record it. Oh, my God. We call it the house that St. Celine built. And no one speaks bad about Celine in my house. So now I'm recording it in a more, I want to say, TSO Queen-like direction and duetting. And Tarja from Nightwish has been working with me on this track. But there might be another very big surprise for American audiences, because where it's looking like we're going to do two versions. And one will be with a very new, contemporary, amazing American female vocalist. And I think I may have shortened that list really down right now. And you're going, well, it's either this one or this one. And then Tarja for the European audiences. Because in Europe, Tarja is, you know, a goddess. Here, there's a, you know, awareness of her, you know, and people have said, you know, and there's been the thought like, hey, maybe we should have an American singer do the version with you for America. So, but it's just surreal to be singing a song that never was meant to see the light of day, to have looked at a plaque on my wall for 14 million sales with Celine Dion. 14 million. It's the biggest, it's on the biggest selling holiday record of all time. And now actually recording for commercial release the song I wrote as a Christmas gift for my wife. Just weird.
That is very strange.
It is.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Dee Snider with us again for The Love of Metal Live is out now. Dee, thank you so much for being on the show, and be safe out there during these crazy, crazy times.
Can I just say something to the community out there? This COVID thing, wherever you feel about it, the reality is the world has been affected greatly, whether it's health-wise or socially and creatively, artistically. The ramifications of this thing moving forward are going to be tremendous. Okay, independent art on all levels is being crushed right now. Not the spirit of it. The spirit can never be killed. It will thrive and survive in bedrooms, basements, and garages forever. But its ability to be brought to the public through the small venue, the small art studio, the small independent film company, these companies are closing wholesale. And now, and this is where inspiration comes from, people, the corporate world grabs these new, young, fresh ideas and blows them up. But they have to start as new, young, fresh ideas, and there's no outlet for them. So we got to realize that when the dust settles here, we're going to have to help these young artists, these young musicians, to get their music back out there to the people. Because God help us if the corporate world starts controlling total creativity. We're dead in the water. Okay, so just think about the work we've got to do for the art community, the music community, when the dust settles on this COVID thing.
Thank you so much, Dee. Very well said.